Do you know that one of the most difficult things is actually to not to lean on your own understanding? Because we always like to be in control. And for us to relinquish the control of our lives to God is actually one of the most difficult things to do. One of the most rewarding, but one of the most difficult. So are you in that decision-making process? Are you in that doubt in your heart whether to really let go of the control of your life and give it to God? Because it's only when we come to the end of ourselves and realize that we cannot lean on our own understanding and we have to depend on God's ways and God's wisdom, that is when he would truly begin to work in our life. So don't wait till a more convenient day to trust in God with all your heart.
Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3.
Yes.
That's our proof text today.
Proverbs 3, yes? Mm-hmm. From verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Thank you. Say it again. Take the first one. Let's listen. God is speaking, not to me alone, but to you also, to all of us. Let's listen to the book of Proverbs. Yes, once again.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Every word carries weight. Trust in who? Not in man.
The Lord.
In the Lord with all your heart.
Not some of your heart.
Not some. All your heart. Mm-hmm.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Let's stop there. Lean not in your own understanding. Let's break it down. Everybody quote this scripture. We know it very well. Every day we hear this scripture in the book of Proverbs. What is trust? Why do I need to trust somebody?
Because you have complete confidence in them.
You trust someone who will make you a promise. He promised to do something or to give you something.
And you believe in that.
Exactly. We'll ask you to commit yourself to something or to somebody with a promise of the future. Will these people respect his word? Will these people give you what he promised to give you? That is trust. If I know a person is reliable and trustworthy, then I will sign the contract. I will commit myself and sign. Please, can you please lend me some money? Okay, I want to lend you. When will you pay me back? I will pay you back in 6 months. Okay? If you go to the bank will never trust you. That's why they ask for guarantee, security. If they trust you, they will never ask you any guarantee. But they will ask for guarantee before they give you the sign. But in the case we are talking about, it's has to trust. Who will tell you that this person that said yes today will not say no tomorrow? But the person who say no today will not say yes tomorrow. Everything in this world is changing. That's what the Bible says. The word trust is not meant for man. Love everybody, but trust only God. Why? Because God knows the future. God knows the beginning and the end from the beginning.
And that's why if we believe that we can put our trust so much in human beings, we're continually setting ourselves up for disappointment.
Absolutely.
And that's when we begin to put human beings instead of God in our life. God is truly the only trustworthy essence, divine spirit that we can really entrust everything about our lives with. We can walk through life with people that God has put with us on the journey, but we cannot put our full trust in them, but only in God, because God is the only one who will never, ever let you down.
Good. Sometimes God speaks to you really, not man. That's the purpose of this message. I'm not talking about man, I'm talking about God. God has spoken to you in one way or in another, but you never pay attention to it. God may have spoken to you in a dream. God may speak to you through a person. But because we lack discernment, we are unable to know whether it is from God or not. That's why we doubt. Bible say, trust in the Lord. Whatever God gives me and gives you can only come by revelation. Why? Because God is not a human being. God is spirit. Whatever message we receive from God, from the spirit, demands revelation of his word, revelation of his purpose. So that's what we call revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is a knowledge, can be a dream, it can be a vision, it can be a word that God speaks to your life. It may concern God's calling for your life. It may concern your business or your marriage, whatever. But do we believe? We have so many dreams. We even don't believe our dreams anymore. You talk about a dream, we forget about it. Job 33 verse 14 says, God speaks every day in one way or in another, by dreams, by visions, or by a word, and nobody pays attention. And that is a problem. If I know it is God speaking to me, it's not difficult for me to trust him. And the same for you. But if I know the Bible I read is God speaking to me, it is so easy to believe him. Because God is not a man that should lie. Numbers 23 verse 19.
So let's just take that a minute. If we know that this word is actually the word of God for our life, for your life and my life, then it will not be difficult for us to trust that word. But it's because realistically we see this as another book. But if we truly see this as the word of God, the living word of God to our life, the living word which is written by the Holy Spirit, which comes alive by the Holy Spirit, if we truly believe that that word is spirit and life and it's God speaking to us, then it will not be difficult for us to trust him.
Yes.
And trust that word for our lives. And that's why the Bible says we should trust God with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Because if we try and interpret the Bible in an intelligent way or in an academic way, we have lost the meaning, which is what comes from the Holy Spirit in our lives. So that's why I asked the question at the beginning. Have you actually decided to release control of your own life? Because it's only until you do that that God can truly work in your life. If we keep wanting to hold on to control, we can't leave the issue to God. We can't really surrender our lives to God. And then we can't see the blessing of God in our lives because we keep wanting to be in control. We want to sail the ship of our life. So the question is, who is in control of your life?
You or God? Let me tell you something. To make it practical, Joseph received revelation from God. We all know this. I want to use an example that everybody knows. That boy received a dream. And that dream was a very big dream with a picture of his future. Did that young boy at the age of 17 years has the ability to understand that that dream was taking him to highest position in a foreign land of Egypt? The dream was about sheaves bowing to his own, the sun and the moon bowing to him. But that boy understood by grace something special. He knew his dream. Number two, he understood his dream. If Joseph never understood that dream, he wouldn't have even shared the dream. The moment he finds himself in the dry pit, that's, you know, it was not a dream, it was just a nightmare. There are many dreams we have put under the rug. We have forgotten completely in our lives. But God never forgets. So if God gives you a revelation concerning your life, your business, your personal life, or your destiny, the question is, do you know that this is from God, from you, or from otherwise? This is why we need the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 12 to his disciples, I have so many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them, means you cannot understand them now. And this is where we are coming today. It has to do with understanding, the maturity that comes through understanding. We are little kids when it comes to the things of the Spirit.
Yeah, babies.
Babies. And the ways of the Spirit is different from the ways of man. Our ways are ruled by this mind, where we filter everything through our carnal mind. If there is something that we cannot understand by our natural human thinking, we resent it. We bypass it. We consider it as irrelevant. But if your mind has a full understanding of the message God's giving you, then knowledge will stand. Knowledge, truth, stands in our mind at the point of understanding. And that's why it is absolutely important that we understand our dreams. You understand God's calling for life. You understand your purpose. You understand the dreams and revelation God gives you.
It's true. I think that's a very important point, because it's one thing to have a dream or revelation. It's another thing to understand it with the Spirit of God. And I think so many people, we can just be led by emotions, and different things can affect us when we sleep, and maybe different dreams can come because of what we're thinking about or thinking or pursuing in our life. But when something comes from God, God will give you the discernment to understand that dream. And he will also give you the strength to maintain the direction and follow that direction. It's like a driving force. In the case of Joseph, it was a driving force that led him to continue to believe in the promise that was revealed to him in that dream. It wasn't just a one-off thing, the experience that he thought, oh, that's a nice experience. It was something that truly led his life. So many of us, we don't appreciate or see the value of the spiritual understanding and maturity that we need as Christians.
The first ingredient of faith is understanding. Let's talk about faith, 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 faith. The first ingredient, the first element of faith is understanding.
That comes from the Spirit of God.
Absolutely. That's what Jesus mentioned in the parable of the sower, Matthew 13, verse 19. He said, when the word is sown in your heart and you don't understand it, the devil comes. This is the root of the devil. Satan is happy because of our ignorance of God's way. He knows, he sees the star of God in your life, but he will do everything to derail you from that place. He will do everything in the natural to cause you to doubt and not to believe God's calling for your life. He will do everything. If Joseph was not a special person, he would have doubted his dream the moment he found himself in the dry pit. How can the people that are supposed to bow before him were the person, the people that throw him in the dry pit? While the people that are supposed to honor him were the ones that sold him to foreigners to be a slave? That's the question.
It's true, and that's why it has to be a revelation backed by the Spirit of God. Because if it's just a dream on the outside, it will not actually change your action. When the Holy Spirit looks at you, the Holy Spirit gives birth in you to a picture of what you're becoming, a photograph of your future. But you have to have understanding, spiritual understanding of that, because I think so many mistakes happen and misunderstanding happens and disappointment comes because of a lack of spiritual understanding and the lack of spiritual maturity. And this is actually what has been promised to us in Christ Jesus because of the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit by grace.
Good. Now, how do we get to the point of understanding? That's the question. Between the revelation and understanding, how do we get to that point of understanding?
Well, this is what the book of Proverbs is telling us here, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
To trust with all your heart means when you have a dream, a revelation that you couldn't understand, meditate on it. We trust with our heart. You engage your heart. You ask God for grace to reveal you what is the meaning of it. When Daniel was summoned to the throne of Nebuchadnezzar, who threatened to kill all the magicians who were unable to tell him his dream, because he had a dream from God, revelation. But he was completely ignorant. He couldn't understand. So he called all the magicians to explain to him the meaning of the dream. But he knew that they're all liars. So he said, the only way for me to know you can tell me the meaning of my dream is to tell me the dream.
Because otherwise they can just make something up.
Absolutely. How do I know? You have wisdom. You cannot have wisdom without knowledge. You can have knowledge without wisdom. If you have wisdom, you have knowledge. To be understood is to understand, which means if I tell you the interpretation of a dream, I must know the dream. How can I interpret a language I ignore? It is impossible. But for me to believe what you're saying, tell me my dream, and then I will believe the interpretation. And nobody was able to say it. Nobody. He got a message from God. It was a revelation. But he couldn't act on it because he was ignorant. He was like a baby. So what do we do? It takes a spiritually minded person, a matured person with a matured mind in understanding to be able to interpret the dreams. That's why you can see the process I was asking, Ruth, between revelation to understanding means mentorship, discipleship, and processing of God. God can reveal you something of your calling, but you may not understand how it happened. Mm-hmm. God will take you to a place of discipleship, of processing, till you reach spiritual understanding to march for God. Jesus called the disciples and called them, 12 of them, made them apostles, began to reveal things to them. But Jesus said, I have so many things to tell you, but you cannot receive them today. Mm. John 16, verse 12.
You can't bear
When I go to the Father, I will send the Holy Ghost. He will lead you to the fullness of the truth. This means there is truth, revelation truth from God. It is only the Holy Ghost who can guide us into the understanding of that truth.
And everyone's at a different place in their walk with God. Everyone's in a different place. The word of God that is preached, it's a fire that will lighten your heart. But it depends what's the state of your heart where that fire lights. So that is why we need the wisdom of God, the Spirit of God, the understanding of God in how we relate to other people. Because everyone is in a different stage. So that is why we need the wisdom of God. And we need the Spirit of God to lead us in our interaction, to lead us in how we live our life. Because if we don't do that, many mistakes can happen and hurt can be caused because of lack of understanding, lack of wisdom, and lack of spiritual maturity.
What is the purpose of the University of God? That's the question.
If this is the purpose of the University of God.
The purpose of this ministry, of this calling of God, it has to do with understanding spiritual realities, to come to a level of spiritual maturity. Maturity, we have been saying from the very first beginning.
So that's why it's called University of God. Because there's different levels. Every level in the University of God, we have to go back and seek the Spirit of God.
Absolutely.
There's nothing you can do without the Spirit of God. That's why our logo is sense knowledge ceases when revelation comes. It's for the Word of God to be in our heart. That's only when it can be effective and make a difference in our life. This but that's why? A plan for everyone, what God wants for you to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
In the Bible, the disciples, they were called disciples because of the Word of God. The Bible calls the gospel the ministry of the word. Ministry of the word. Jesus taught them so they can become mature in understanding in the word of God to handle it maturely. If God calls you for any purpose, he will make you fit for what you are doing. It is absolutely important to come to a level of understanding in our lives. What's the purpose of understanding? Understanding of what? Sometimes we have our natural human understanding, right? But this one cannot understand spiritual things. But there is an understanding that comes from the Spirit. Let's go to Job chapter 32, verse 8. Job 32, verse 8. To tell you why, when we have a revelation, we need to bring that revelation to the throne of grace by praying and meditating till God gives you a clear light of understanding of that dream, of that word.
But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice.
You hear that? Say it again, gently. He said,
but there is a spirit in man.
Yes.
And the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding.
This is what the Bible calls spiritual understanding. It takes the Holy Ghost to understand those things. Yes?
Great men are not always wise.
Yes.
Nor do the aged always understand
Absolutely.
Justice.
Absolutely. Somebody can have a billionaire, trillionaire, but never understand the ways of God. Somebody can have 100 years old and able to understand the ways of the Lord. An example very clear, we're going to choose to illustrate this message. Let's go back to that boy called Samuel. We all know. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we understand that God called this boy to a prophetic ministry. His purpose of destiny was to be a prophet. But he never knew it until God revealed that purpose to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, let's listen.
1 Samuel 3 from verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation.
There was no widespread revelation. What's the meaning of that? Mean there was no revelation of God and his ways. You can never know the things of God without revelation. And the Bible says in those times, God was silent. No revelation. Everyone was in the dark.
And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel.
Thank you.
And he answered, here I am.
This is the calling of this small boy. We don't know his age. Prophetic calling in his life. And God said in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, if there is a prophet, I will reveal myself to him in a vision and I speak to him in a dream. That's what God said. So God is calling this little boy, young boy, small boy, to be a prophet, more than a prophet, a judge, a priest, and a mighty leader. But this young boy never heard about God. This is the first time the revelation came. What happened when God called him?
So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call. Lie down again. And now, he went and lay down.
Why this boy ran to his earthly master at the beginning? What do you think was the problem?
Because he wasn't accustomed to hearing from God. So he heard a noise and then went straight to his master, physical master.
He lacked spiritual maturity.
Mm.
That's the reason why it takes somebody who have an understanding of God's way, of his word, a discerning of his word, to tell, this is not me, this is God.
Mm.
So revelation may come, but we lack spiritual understanding and maturity to handle it. That's why we need to have some time. Some people have mentors that ushers them into the reality of God's calling for their life. It's not him that makes you a prophet. It's God that makes you. But there is a processing of character. There is a processing that makes you fit for the assignment God has for you.
Amen. And you know, a true mentor or spiritual guide in your life must be someone who points you to Jesus. Because it's like a signboard, you know, just pointing you to Jesus. And that's what this ministry, like we said, the University of God, is all about. If you count yourself as part of this ministry, as student of the University of God, then it's all about getting into a deeper relationship with Jesus through his word and by his spirit, so that you can come to that point of spiritual understanding yourself. That is the greatest testimony of this ministry. And that is what is in our hearts to share with you, what we have learned at the feet of our mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua, under the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that is how we want to impart to you what God is revealing to us. But remember, it's all about Jesus. It's all about his word. That has to be the foundation.
Yes, as Proverbs 3, verse 5, 6 says, lean not in your own understanding, mean you need to have spiritual understanding of the things of the spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
So it cannot be discerned intellectually.
Yes, truth cannot be perceived intellectually. It needs to be discerned spiritually and operated spiritually. Means we need to have a level of understanding. If you don't understand what God says, how will you act on it? So this boy ran to his master because he thought man was calling him, not God. He was inexperienced, no maturity. So what happened when he came to the master? Let's see, what did he answer?
And he said, I did not call, lie down again. And he went and lay down. Verse 6.
Look at this. The master is supposed to know it is God at this moment.
Mm.
But there was a problem in the life of Eli. God was not happy about him.
Yeah, because of his sons were
absolutely. And God remained
wayward.
Silent to this man. God stopped speaking to him. And God wanted to raise this boy to take over him.
Mm.
So God was silent to him because God was not happy. Therefore, he was unable to recognize that this is God. I mean, his conscience, his mind was definitely dead.
Mm.
So what happened? What did he say?
Verse 6, then the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. He answered, I did not call, my son.
Can't you see?
Lie down again.
God never gives up. God calls the boy again. And the boy stood up and ran back to the same. Because that's what we do today. How many times we run into a man to tell man our dreams?
Mm.
How many has, I have this dream. You tell your dream to somebody who does not understand it. You can give a wrong interpretation of your dream. If you have your dream from God, bring it to God and begin to pray and meditate till the Lord gives you a clear light of understanding of your dream. Yes. What
now
happened next?
Samuel did not know the Lord.
Thank you.
Nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him.
Thank you. This will happen to everybody. He did not know God was the one. He never had a revelation of God in his life. Nor the word of God.
Nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him.
This sentence is telling everybody that God can only reveal himself through his word by his spirit.
Mm. Because God is always saying something.
Absolutely. You can only know God through his word by his spirit.
Are you listening?
You can only have the true revelation through his word by his spirit. So he never knew that God is speaking. God never spoke to him before the first time. So he ran to man. So now what happened? Let's continue. Verse 8.
And the Lord called Samuel again a third time.
Third time God called
him. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy.
At the third time, the master began to realize that, hey, the way this boy is insisting, it's not me, it is God.
Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'"
And this was the right way of telling this boy right from the very first beginning.
So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
That is it. If you have spiritual understanding, maturity, you'll be able to guide people to walk in their own destiny.
Mm.
Elijah was absolutely in maturity, mighty. Elisha never knew. That's why God brought Elisha to him to be mentored, to learn from Elijah. That's the principle. Samuel was mentored by Eli. And later when David came, Samuel guided David till David entered a place of maturity. Moses, when God called him at the burning bush, he couldn't understand. He was arguing with God. But when spiritual understanding and maturity came, we never heard the voice of Aaron. Moses spoke and took the staff to the very end. That's to say there's a difference between the calling of God, maturity, and the fulfillment. I mean, there's time to march with God through a mentor to learn his ways. There's time to march for God. How can you march for God if you don't know his ways?
That's the question.
So we have to learn God's ways. How God handles issues. How God does something with his wisdom. And later, when maturity comes, you step in faith and walk. Joshua was always next to Moses in the tabernacle. God knew this young Joshua became the future leader. He learned God's ways by looking at Moses, learning practically how Moses handled the situation. And when the time came, spiritual maturity came. Joshua led the people to conquer the promised land without wavering. So there's a difference between revelation and understanding. That's where faith comes. Do you believe your dream? You can never succeed in the dream if you don't believe in your dream. If God gives you a dream, do you believe in it? Last time we talked about success. Am I right?
Yeah, the secret of good success.
How can you succeed in something if you don't believe in it? The very first foundation is to understand your dream. Once you understand, you will see a reason to believe. Once you understand, you will understand the purpose why God is showing you this dream.
And that's why you need to be rooted in the Word of God.
Because absolutely.
If the dream or experiences you have are just emotional or pointing you different ways, the only way you can understand that dream in a spiritual way is if you're connected and rooted in the Word of God, because that is how God speaks to us.
Thank you. So now this boy, what happened? When he tuned into God, God spoke to him. He never went back to Eli again. Because he understood that God can speak to him. Revelation came and he began to learn and to grow in spiritual understanding. Go to verse 19.
So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him.
Samuel grew.
And let none of his words fall to the ground.
Means Samuel grew in spiritual understanding and maturity. As God kept on revealing himself to this boy, he began to realize, to discern the voice of God. The more you discern his voice, the more you get used to the way God speaks to you. He grew in relation with God. He grew in understanding. He grew in wisdom. And what happened next? He began to lead the people. How can you be a leader if you don't understand the ways of the Lord? Understanding is key, vital for everything you receive. Because our mind is a realm of natural understanding, right? But our heart is a realm of spiritual understanding. The question is, when God speaks in our heart, Holy Spirit will first come give us spiritual understanding here. And then, when we know the truth, he will guide us into an understanding of the truth. That's why Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Which truth are we talking about? He said, you will know the truth. I mean, there's a revelation truth called the revealing word of God. Revealing will come. Once you understand that truth, it will set you free. That's why Jesus said in the parable of the sower, when the seed is planted in the heart of the man and he does not understand it, Satan will steal it. But what you understand becomes part of you forever. Nobody can deceive you anymore.
And that is what will truly set you free, when you have that spiritual understanding. Because you're not believing something because someone has said it, or because you think it's a good idea. It's not a spiritual, it's not, amen is not a spiritual full stop to a sentence.
You say it because someone has said it.
Yeah, or I believe this because someone
says it.
You know
the meaning of what you're saying? It's very good what you're saying. Somebody has said it. Mean you need to be convinced yourself.
And
faith is a conviction.
Spiritual understanding yourself.
Absolutely. It's not because people say, but what you believe. If the dream comes and you understand it, now the question is it real for me?
And that's when you listen to the testimonies, you'll see all of them have something in common. Like the lady said today from South Africa, she said in her advice, don't be a spectator. If you truly believe that this word of God is real for you right here and right now,
oh my God,
and you connect yourself to the power of Jesus in that word or in that prayer, it will be real for you and you will see a change in your life. But it has to be a conviction that comes deep in your heart, and not because you're imitating what someone else has said or does, or you're going from one place to another place because you say, oh, that's nice and that's nice, or that's interesting, or that's, you know, today we can be inspired by many things that seem good. But the question is, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you today for your life?
The question?
And that is why we need spiritual understanding.
Thank you. Do you believe that the Bible you read is God speaking to you directly? That's the question. If you don't believe that, you are reading history.
And that's what gave Apostle Paul comfort, isn't it? Because when he was going through that situation with a thorn in his flesh, it was because he received that word that, no, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's what gave him the strength to continue, to know that he can still be used by God, even with that thorn in his flesh. If he hadn't received that and didn't spiritually understand it, he could not be free.
What about Prophet Daniel? When Daniel find himself among the captives in Babylon, Daniel find comfort in the prophecy Jeremiah gave. That the people will be carried away captive for 70 years. And they begin to count the years and understood by the writing that God will get them out of Babylon. This Bible, if you don't believe it's God speaking to us, it is vain for you. It's meaningless. Until you believe this is the word of God, until you believe it is God speaking to you really, you will never pay attention to it. When you read the Bible, God uses his Bible to speak to you. It reads you as you are reading it. When you know it is God speaking to you, you will take it as a seed and you begin to meditate on it to come to spiritual understanding. Oh, Jesus. God is closer to you more than ever before. God hides everything in this Bible. This Bible is God speaking to you. When you know that it's not difficult to obey, meditate. What do we meditate? We meditate in order to understand. Meditate till the reality of this word begin to ring in your heart. And then understanding will come that this is truly from God. This is truly for me. And the Holy Ghost will use that to bring you to another level of conviction. What is conviction?
The awakening of your spirit to the truth.
Yes. How do you know that? You will never act, you never walk towards the direction of God's calling if you don't have conviction. You may have revelation. Okay, you may even understand, this is what it means. But all can become dormant. But is this for me? Or is this for truth? Or only for the prophets?
It's true, because you can be convinced that something is true, but for your actions and your behavior and your direction to change, it needs to be a personal conviction in your heart. You know, for us to remain, well, let me speak for myself. For me to remain all those years in, you know, with Prophet TB Joshua in Lagos, Nigeria, I never allowed myself to put a time limit on God. By this amount of time, after this amount of years, I need to do this, I need to do that. There was a strong conviction in my heart that this is where my destiny lay, that this is the connection to my destiny. So it has to be a deep conviction in your heart. Otherwise, many things can persuade you otherwise. Many circumstances can persuade you otherwise, but you have to be led by personal conviction for every decision that you take, because you can't now blame your decision on other people. Oh, I did this because someone told me. I did that because I got married because this person said I should. I did this because that person said, because I saw it there, because I... It has to be a personal conviction in your heart that the Holy Spirit gives you. And if that revelation is from the Holy Spirit, there will be a strength.
But you have to understand you have a role to pray. Mm. You talk about Prophet Tibiusha. He said one word in 2003 that we are not here just for the Bible, for the application of the word. It rung into my spirit.
Mm, practical.
What does this mean? Many went there, thousands of people went there to meet this prophet. Many went because they need healing, they for different reason. But if you have a sense of destiny and you realize who this man is to you, he said many of you are Mr. Tibi Joshua. A Mr. cannot help you, he's prophet.
Mm.
Can you see beyond the prophet? I went there to see a prophet. I met a prophet, a real prophet of the Most High God, a man who have a son. I learned from him the ways of the Spirit. A man who points you to Jesus Christ, who points you to the Holy Spirit, to respect the Holy Ghost, that if we believe, sky without limit, point you to faith. You stop behaving like a child, but like a mature person. Why correction come to our life? To correct our ways, to embrace the ways of God.
Mm, because there are different ways we can go, but the only way that the Holy Spirit will direct us is in the right path, in the ways of the Spirit. But we can't do that by ourselves. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need spiritual understanding to follow the ways of the Spirit.
And that's the truth. Now, this boy Samuel, the moment he came to a level of understanding, conviction came, it was God speaking to him. He never ran to Eli again.
Mm.
And then spiritual maturity became to lead Israel. Let's go to verse 20, 21. We stop behaving like a baby. We come to a level of maturity of faith.
And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord himself revealed to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
God revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. God, your father, revealed to you through this Bible we neglect. God revealed himself, his purpose to life through the scriptures, the word of God. Mm. Now, let's talk about Paul. Another person is Paul, right?
Mm.
Paul never understood the way of the gospel. He fought it when he was called Saul. But the day he had a revelation of Jesus, something triggers his mind. And the Holy Ghost take him to the wilderness in Arabia. And there God bring revelation, understanding of the mysteries of God in the life of Paul. That's the work of Holy Spirit. Nobody taught him. Spirit of God taught him.
Mm.
The teacher is Holy Spirit. He can teach you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. His anointing will teach you all things. Mm. Do you believe that Holy Ghost is in your heart, opening your mind to understand the scriptures? If you pay attention to him, do you believe he can prompt your spirit by interpreting the word, by putting in your mind the real meaning of the scriptures? Do you believe that or not? He's the one that leads you to spiritual understanding. No man can understand it. The natural man cannot understand the things of the spirit. It needs to be discerned spiritually. When Paul entered his ministry, in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, the Lord said, Paul, I'm sending you for your missionary journey. That's what God said to him. So he walked out and followed the instruction. God may not give you a complete flight plan like a pilot. A pilot knows where he's taking off. He knows where he's going. He knows the destination and all the passage. But there's no automatic flight in the spirit.
Mm.
God will say, stood up, go, and you obey. Next step, he will reveal to you if you obey the first one.
And that's what makes him God.
That's what makes him God. Now, when you reach a level of maturity, you don't need an angel. When you reach spiritual maturity, you don't need to have a dream. The conviction of your heart will speak at all times.
You'll be led by the voice of your conscience.
A matured person is led by the inner voice of your conscience in the conviction of your heart.
Mm.
Romans chapter 14, verse 5. Let everyone be convinced in his own mind and heart.
Mm.
That's why God does not use as a robot at a remote control. When Paul was going, he wanted to go to Asia. Go to verse 6, Acts 16, verse 6. Now, there are some decisions in your life that don't wait for a dream or for an angel. Listen to the testimony of your heart if you have Holy Spirit in your life.
Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, not sure how to say this, and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
Mean they wanted to go to Asia. Holy Ghost forbid them. Forbid them. Mean the Holy Ghost has like called the veto vote, veto right.
Right of veto.
You know right of veto. Huh? We all agree to do something. You say, if one disagrees, it is cancelled. He will lead you to think about your own, I want to do it. Your heart is ready to do something. You are ready to do it. Then Holy Ghost will come and say, no, don't do it. I mean, we said last time, the baptism experience of the Holy Spirit would not leave you free to choose. When you are led by him, he will not leave you free to choose. You may choose something. If it's wrong, it will block you. Say, no, don't do this.
And that's what Prophet T.B. Joshua described in an interview once. He described it as this invisible chain.
A chain of righteousness.
Yeah, invisible chain that even if you want to do something, something will stop you.
You want to eat? Somebody say, no, don't eat the food.
You want to go this way? You want to say this? No. Yeah, no.
That's why you say, Holy Ghost will lead you as a drunkard into the control of wine. A drunkard wants to go left, wine says go right. You want to go this way. Once you begin to stagger, he will control you. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 to 21 says, the teacher will guide you. He will tell you, this is the way, walk in it, whether right or wrong. He will tell you, don't take this way, take this way. And that's the conviction of your heart. The Holy Ghost will do that.
And there's no state of being as rewarding than living in tune with God.
Verse 7, continue, verse 7. Paul wanted to go somewhere else.
After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
Holy Ghost stopped them again. Don't go there. You can see the maturity of faith. He decided, I should go there. But God said, no, this is the way you should go. Don't go there. So he stopped. In the night, he slept off and have a dream, right? What happened in verse 9?
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
And that's a dream.
Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the
concluding,
Lord had called us to preach
concluding the gospel. Mean conviction of your heart that this is where God wants me to go. And this time, Holy Ghost did not stop them. And that was true. Please, we should learn to listen to the testimony of our heart. There are some decisions, don't wait for dream or angel. Sometimes some decision, you need to take decision immediately. Holy Ghost will be there to listen to your heart. When you meet somebody you want to marry, you want an angel to show you. Listen to the testimony of your heart, my dear brothers and sisters. If your heart doesn't have peace, if your heart is not ringing, listen to your heart before you take a decision. We are led by the conviction of our heart. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is not of conviction is sin. Whatever is not of belief in your heart is sin. You have to listen to your heart. If you have Holy Ghost, it will prompt your heart to what is right and what is wrong. He knows how to stop you. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6-7. I want to explain something again. We want to go to level of maturity. Maturity, listen to the conviction of your heart.
Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. And let it be when these signs come to you that you do as the occasion demands.
Hallelujah. Listen
to that. God is with you.
You see, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you become a new man, a spiritually minded person.
I'm going to highlight this.
Then do everything as occasion demands, for God is with you. Hallelujah. I mean, act faith. Whatever you do, God is with you. I mean, listen to the testimony of your heart, with conviction. It's not all the time God will speak to you. Do as occasion demands, because God is with you. That's the conviction that would lead you to faith. That's the work of faith. That's what God said to him. And God tested this man. This man failed the test. God wants you to know whether the conviction in your heart is from God or from yourself. So Samuel gave him an order. Wait for me 7 days. I'm coming to do a sacrifice. But this man, he waited on the 7th day, couldn't see Samuel at the right time. He did the sacrifice himself and disobeyed God. Sometimes the test of faith is a test of the conviction of your heart. God will test us to know what is in your heart. You go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 12. You need to understand the ways of the Spirit. Sometimes God will not talk to you. Nothing happened to see how you will handle the conviction of your heart.
But O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them.
God will test the heart of the righteous to see whether you are convinced and convicted, where you know his mind, where you know his heart. So we have faith, where you're acting out of faith, out of understanding is the ways of God. That's what God said, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. I took you to the wilderness to teach you know what is in your heart, to know whether you trust me or not. How God will know you trust him if now God take you to the place of poverty? There's no money, no help, trouble every single day. God will see your heart, whether you trust him or not in the midst of adversity.
That was the test that Job went through. And even if you look at the three men that went into the fire, it was a test of the conviction in their heart. Did they really mean to worship God? And truly they did.
God tested them. It depends on the level of the calling. Mm. He tested Daniel. He tested Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He tested them to see whether Daniel would remain faithful in the face of life, threatening the lion death. Daniel went and continued to pray and never doubted his God. And God met him in the lion den and closed the mouth of the lions.
For you to say you believe Jesus, you have to really mean it with your heart, because a test will come, a test of the conviction in your heart.
Indeed. The apostles were tested after the crucifixion. They waited for the promise of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost came, persecution started. When the miracle happened, go on to Acts chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 7. How did persecution start? But everybody ran away from Jerusalem. But the 11 apostles were staying in Jerusalem, never moved one second, and nothing happened to them.
Mm.
So we are talking about maturity. When you look for a job, a company hire you. When you become what we call mature, how many years do we live with our parents, Ruth, before we venture into faith life? How many years we live with our parents before we start looking for a job?
Before university.
In average, how many years human beings spend?
Maybe like 18 years.
Some countries 18, some 16, some 19, some over 21. It took so many years for us to become a level of maturity in understanding to handle our responsibility in society. Am I right? And that's the time we go to university, to a higher level of understanding and teaching. Understand the ways and take your position in society. It's the level of understanding we are talking about. Spiritual maturity has to do with spiritual understanding of the ways of God. The time come that we should learn to listen to the testimony of your heart. Listen to the conviction of your heart. If you have a dream, a message come from God, you meditate and listen to your heart. If you have Holy Spirit, as Paul said, Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I am not lying. My conscience is bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. The truth comes from inside of you. Understanding inside of you. Conviction inside of you. And this is the work of Holy Spirit. He will lead you to revelation. He will lead you to understand. He will lead you to conviction. He will lead you to the path of faith from beginning to an end. David was persecuted. He led him. When Samuel came to look for the king in the house of Jesse, he wanted to anoint you, Eliab, because of following his own conviction. Then God vetoed his decision. No, don't choose this one. The one I chose is the little one, David. That is God for you. So the only means of growth in our spiritual life is Holy Ghost. That's why spiritual maturity is a function of obedience to the Holy Spirit. Spiritual growth in understanding, in maturity, is a function of obedience to the leading of the Spirit of God in your life. It will take you step by step. It's a process. You have to discover the way he talks. You have to discover the way he implements his will. You have to learn to listen to the testimony of your heart and belief begin to start. That's how you can know. The more you meditate on the word of God, turn it around in your heart, the more you become familiar with the way the Spirit of God speaks to you. And you recognize it is God truly speaking to you. Your heart will begin to ring. Your mind will tell you. What no man can tell you, your conscience will tell you. Listen to the conviction of your heart when you are led by the Holy Ghost. We need to come to a level of spiritual understanding. And sky will be your limit. So, what do? We read the word, we meditate, we learn to develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit by reading this Bible daily. That's why we give you the daily Bible promise. Read it, meditate it, and study it. Understanding will come after. Please, knowledge come first. Understanding come after. If you read and you don't understand, don't give up. Understanding will come. Maturity will come. Conviction will come. As time grows on, you grow in knowledge. So whatever God planned for your life to do, there's a process of belief. There's a process of faith. There is a process of maturity. You must know, you must understand, you must be convinced and begin to apply faith in your heart by listening to the testimony of your heart as you are led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. We commit every single person watching, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead us. Help us not to lean in our own understanding. Your revelation cannot be interpreted by our intellectual knowledge. It is a revelation from the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible. Lead us to the truth. Guide us into the understanding of the truth. And lead us by conviction in our heart that truly you are the one speaking to us. Take us to the level of spiritual maturity. Let our human understanding give way to spiritual enlightenment so we can grow in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Remember, summary of today, a test of faith is often a test of the conscience, the conviction in your heart.
Absolutely. To know what is in your heart. You say you believe me? We can only know you believe when tests come, when your belief is tested in the face of real situation.
And that's when you know whether you truly lean on your own understanding or whether you trust the Lord with all your heart. And remember, we can only go in the ways of the Spirit when we're directed by Jesus.
Absolutely. Stay connected. This Bible is not from man, it's from God. God will never open the door to spiritual understanding to the one who keeps his Bible shut and his heart shut. Open the Bible and open your heart. And hunger for knowledge, hunger for understanding. Holy Ghost will do the rest. Amen.